Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Rank-and-file lawmakers scuttle Kansas tax cut deal. We have the story.
Kansas legislature denies funding for Wichita Homeless Center. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Man killed in southeast Wichita apartment carport explosion. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Warming up and breezy in Wichita today, but the wind machine gets turned on tomorrow with an increasing chance of thunderstorms. We have our complete forecast here in just a few minutes.
A deal to cut Kansas taxes has collapsed. A bipartisan group of rank-and-file lawmakers has scuttled the plan. Republicans Thursday defied GOP leaders, and Democrats ignored a personal plea from Democrat Governor Laura Kelly. The State House rejected a plan to cut taxes by about $1.4 billion over the next 3 years that resulted from a deal between Kelly and top Republicans in the legislature. The House decided on a voice vote to have House and Senate negotiators draft a different plan.
A man was killed in an explosion at a southeast Wichita apartment complex.
It happened around noon Thursday in a carport at the Cedarbrook Apartments near Harry and Rock Road. Firefighters arrived and found heavy smoke and flames coming from a detached parking area at the complex. Witnesses said that someone might still be inside. Once the fire was brought under control, crews found the man deceased inside. His name has not been released. The FBI and the ATF are assisting with the investigation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Millions of dollars in state funding for a multi-agency center to address homelessness in Wichita will not make it out of the Kansas legislature this session. Now local officials will be looking at other funding sources to make up for the money that won't be coming from the state. Sedgwick County Commissioner Jim Howell says half of the program is about $25 to $30 million short of their goal.
Right now, Wichita has around, you know, from different sources of funding, they've got about half the money needed for the MAC. They have the half of it set aside, but half of MAC doesn't work.
Well, the funding will be a major challenge for the MAC program. Officials remain hopeful it can be brought up again and be passed next year in Topeka.
President Biden urging Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in a call to improve the humanitarian situation at the price of a potential U.S. policy change in Gaza. Fox's Kevin Cork reports.
He made that plea, and he also urged his counterpart to agree to an immediate ceasefire deal with Hamas. In fact, Biden went so far as to link continued U.S. support for Israel to Bibi's willingness to take measurable steps to reduce civilian casualties after a group of aid workers were killed in an Israeli airstrike while delivering food in Gaza on Monday. For its part, Hamas is holding firm in its demands for a permanent ceasefire, and that would include a complete Israeli withdrawal from Gaza.
U.S. Senator from Kansas Dr. Roger Marshall tells KNSS News He is not pleased with the way Congress deals with budgets.
Seems like every year we get to the last second, threaten and shut down the government, and they force a bill that nobody's read down our throats. Realizing, again, we're $34 trillion in debt. So what I'm working on is a budget process. Anyone that's ran a business knows the value of going through a budget process. The Senate has not set a meaningful budget in decades.
Marshall says he wants to see a Republican conference in 2 weeks to force a budget process for the Senate and the House. KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
The Wichita Wind Surge. It's opening weekend for baseball for minor leagues downtown at Riverfront Stadium. We'll preview that coming up in sports.
NASA is investigating after a mysterious object fell from the sky over Florida. That story just ahead on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. Russia is renewing its strikes on Ukraine's energy system. Ukrainian officials, energy workers, and analysts say Moscow is using more missiles and better intelligence to strike the electrical grid across that country. In an unexpected springtime campaign, Russia unleashed the most devastating wave of attacks since the early days of the full-scale invasion, plunging tens of thousands of Ukrainians into darkness and leaving Ukrainian officials scrambling to find better ways to defend their energy facilities.
NASA investigating after a mysterious object fell from the sky over Florida.
A homeowner in Naples says a cylindrical-shaped metal object weighing about 2 pounds crashed through his roof and tore into his flooring last month. No one was hurt. It's unclear where it came from, though. NASA has now taken the mysterious object back to Kennedy Space Center to determine if it fell off the International Space Station. That theory is being met with skepticism, as space debris typically burns up while entering the Earth's atmosphere. Tom Graham, Fox News.
America's first black astronaut candidate will finally get his chance to head into space 63 years after training for the job.
In 1961, Ed Dwight was a fighter pilot chosen by President Kennedy to train under the program that would produce NASA's first astronauts. He was one of 26 people recommended to NASA by the Air Force to take one of those early space flights, but the agency didn't choose Dwight. Now Dwight is 90 years old, and Blue Origin, the company founded by billionaire Jeff Bezos, has announced Dwight is going to space. The cost of his ride hasn't been revealed, but some customers have shelled out as much as $28 million for the 11-minute ride. Dwight's ticket is getting covered by the nonprofit Space for Humanity and others. Jill Nato, Fox News.
A porch pirate in Northern California takes a trashy approach to stealing.
Door camera footage gone viral shows a sneaky suspect disguised as a trash bag shuffling up to the door of a home in Sacramento County, stealing a package and scurrying off. Underneath the black bag, the thief also appears to be wearing fuzzy slippers. While the clip is internet gold, it looks like the heist itself wasn't a big score. The homeowner, Omar Gabriel Munoz, tells Fox News Digital the package had 2 iPhone chargers worth about $10, saying at first he was kind of angry seeing the video, but then started laughing, explaining people these days have a lot of creativity. He just ordered new chargers instead of notifying police, saying they have more important things to do. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Taking a quick look at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras out there. Watch out for an abandoned vehicle southbound I-135 at right around 17th Street. Got a stalled out vehicle there. And a fairly big slowdown right now. This is on Kellogg out west. It's kind of between 135th West and 119th. Some fairly heavy traffic westbound there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
So this guy was wearing a trash bag with fuzzy slippers.
Fuzzy wuzzy slippers, yeah.
All right, time for the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas City meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. Happy Friday to you.
It is Friday. We are happy. A little smoke out there this morning.
Yeah, did you guys smell it?
I smelled it.
I did not.
Jan smelled it, so two out of three, yeah.
Yeah. Well, either way, the majority of us likely going to smell that smoke this morning. And you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and get it out the way. For those of you that are listening right now that have respiratory issues, honestly, I'd go ahead and throw a mask on. Something to, you know, just to at least help with that. Just because the air quality, it's in pretty bad shape out there right now. And one of the reasons why is because our winds were light all day yesterday. They were light last night. They're still light right now. So there've been a lot of prescribed controlled burns out there, and with those light winds, that's allowed a lot of that smoke, a lot of those particulates in the air, to literally just kind of settle at the surface. Our breeze likely going to pick back up a little bit later on today, especially as we start heading into the afternoon. That will help mix the air a little bit more and help mix up or mix out some of that smoke. But you know, during our early morning hours, it is going to be pretty smoky out there. So that's going to be the first thing that grabs your attention. We'll also notice a little bit more cloud cover as the day goes on, as our next storm system approaches, with that southeast breeze picking back up to 10 to 20 miles an hour. We'll also get up to a warmer high of 70 today. Skies likely staying dry tonight with a low of only 50, a milder start to the day early tomorrow morning. But then a weather aware day follows for our Saturday. We still have a risk of seeing a couple of strong to severe storms. Looks like afternoon, early evening hours. And when it comes to that risk, damaging winds, large hail, as well as an isolated tornado cannot be ruled out. So again, when it comes to timing, it looks like any time after around 2, especially by 3 p.m., that's when we'll just need to have an eye to the sky, be prepared, make sure that you have more than one way to receive warnings. It's Saturday. I know a lot of people are probably going to be out and about, despite it being a windy day as well. It's also going to be warm at 74. But just make sure that you also have a place, a sturdy, safe place to seek shelter just in case. So that storm chance going to gradually phase and fizzle out through the night as we dry back out. Sunday going to be another warm day with a high of 70 under a partly cloudy sky. Mix of clouds and sun for our Monday for that total solar eclipse. Even though we'll have to still battle a little bit of cloud cover, at least it won't be overcast and it will be dry. Temperatures cooling off even more into the upper 60s. Monday, 67 on Tuesday. And showers, few thunderstorms. Looking like a decent bet by the time we get into our Tuesday. That's looking like a fairly damp day. Possibly a few showers lingering into our Wednesday with middle 60s. Latter half of the week, Thursday, Friday, drying back out as we eventually get back into the 70s with sunshine next Friday. Right now, 44 degrees with that smoky sky and, of course, that smoky smell as well. East wind, light right now at 10 miles an hour, but just be prepared. It is going to pick back up a little bit more. Should be able to see those things improve by later today.
So we will be able to see the eclipse Monday, just not a full lunar eclipse, right?
Yeah, that's right. Texas, parts of Oklahoma, Arkansas, they're going to be in the path of totality. But also mentioning that down towards Dallas, if anybody plans on heading down towards Texas, there's actually going to be a severe risk in that part of Texas by the time we get into our Monday. So, again, Texas, also make sure that you're being weather aware if you plan on heading towards that way.
All right. Thank you, Ronell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. Steve and Ted in the morning on this Friday, April 5th. We had a sunny day across central Kansas. Thursday, Wichita's high temperature was 67 degrees. Normal high is 66. On this date, in 1994, American grunge rocker Kurt Cobain, leader of the band Nirvana, died by suicide at the age of 27. Birthday today, steal this one from Ted, from the Blur and Entertainment. Roger Corman is 98 today. Legendary low-budget director whose more respectable films include the original 1960 version of The Little Shop of Horrors,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
House of Usher with Vincent Price,
mm-hmm.
and the 1990 John Hurt flick Frankenstein Unbound. Mm. Roger Corman.
98
years old today. All right, Ted, last evening, my wife and I and my brother and Dorothy, his wife, dined at Carlos McKelly's.
Ah, yeah.
It was for my wife's birthday, and of course I did order the queso, and it was a big hit.
Oh, well, there
everybody
you go.
Everybody there slopping the queso, but we had a nice dinner.
Very good.
How about that?
I'm glad to hear that.
Coming up on 7:17, Steve and Ted in the morning. Let's take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward. We got a busy weekend planned, right, Ted?
Got a lot going on. How about let's head downtown for minor league baseball, the beginning of the baseball season for the Wichita Wind Surge, their fourth season as the AA affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. It's opening weekend, a 3-game set against the Frisco Rough Riders. 7 o'clock tonight, opening night, post-game fireworks, and you got 6 o'clock tomorrow night, a hat giveaway, and then 1 o'clock on Sunday to finish up the three-game series for Minor League Baseball downtown at Riverfront Stadium. It's the final two home games of the regular season for hockey for the Wichita Thunder. Home games 7 o'clock tomorrow night, 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon, downtown at Intrust Bank Arena. The last game on Sunday afternoon. You got Fandemonium, FanFest, free ticket vouchers available at Quick Trip locations. And KNSS is your media sponsor for the game on Sunday afternoon. So go check out the Thunder a couple more times during the regular season tomorrow night and Sunday afternoon. Indoor soccer, the Wichita Wings are hosting the League National Finals Tournament. And the winner on Sunday will win the MASL 2 championship. There are 7 teams in town, and that'll go on Friday, Saturday, Sunday at Hartman Arena up in Park City. There are 3 games on tap today in the quarterfinals. The primetime game tonight is at 7 o'clock. The Wichita Wings hosting Atletico Orlando. And the winner will move on into the league semifinals. All games are on YouTube. You want to watch them that way. It's a home weekend for Wichita State softball at Wilkins Stadium. Shockers are in the top 35 in the nation in RPI, hosting Tulsa for a 3-game series. 6 o'clock tonight, post-game fireworks. 6 o'clock tomorrow night, a cowboy hat giveaway, Shocker cowboy hat for the first 250 fans, and then finishing it up at noon on Sunday at Wilkins Stadium for Shocker softball. By the way, going back to the Wind Surge, I meant to mention there's a post-game fireworks show tonight for the Wind Surge, and there's a hat giveaway at tomorrow night's game, too. Getting the season started there. Let's go to baseball. The Shocker baseball team is on the road this weekend, heading down to Tampa for a 3-game series with South Florida. The Shockers have won all 6 of their weekend series so far this year. I'd like to keep that string going. Shockers lead the American Conference heading into the weekend. Shocks have won 4 of their last 5. Mike Kennedy will have live coverage of Shocker baseball, 5:30 p.m. tonight, 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, noon on Sunday. All those Shocker baseball games on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Kansas City Royals started a 4-game homestand last night at Kauffman Stadium, and it was a good win. Royals clobber the last-place White Sox 10-1. The Royals broke open a close game with 8 runs right after the 7th-inning stretch. Royals have won 3 of their last 5, and they're hosting the White Sox again all weekend. You can hear tomorrow night's game for the Royals over on KFH. College track and field. One of the greats continues to put up fantastic numbers as Wichita State hosted the combined multi-events meet at Cessna Stadium, and Shocker Junior Destiny Masters recorded the 2nd-best heptathlon score in the nation during the last couple of days. Her personal best in the javelin throw, and she just put up another great event. In the heptathlon, of course, Destiny Masters went to Blue Stem High School, junior out of El Dorado, and she is one of the nation's best track and field athletes now competing for the Shockers. And in JUCO softball, 20th ranked Cali College with a sweep at home beat Heston 14-5 and 12-2. Cali softball team 27-10 on the season on a 6-game winning streak and ranked number 20 in the nation. At Sports with Stephen Ted, brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Provides detox, residential, and outpatient services for most insurances and veterans. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
7:21 now. Keep it here for House Call for Health. The nation prepares for the solar eclipse. That's coming up with Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
This is Stephen Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on this Friday morning, 44 degrees, smoke around the area. President Biden travels to Baltimore for a look at recovery efforts after last week's deadly bridge collapse.
The president is traveling with Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg to hear directly from federal and state officials about the massive cleanup underway at the Francis Scott Key Bridge and meet with loved ones of the 6 construction workers killed.
As the president said, within hours of the collapse, this administration will be with the people of Baltimore every step of the way.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the Small Business Administrator met with small business owners impacted by the closure of the Baltimore port, a major hub for shipping cargo. President Biden has pledged the federal government will cover the cost of rebuilding the bridge. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Oklahoma has executed a death row inmate convicted of shooting and killing two people in Oklahoma City more than two decades ago. Michael Dwayne Smith received a lethal injection yesterday at the Oklahoma State Penitentiary in McAllister. 41-year-old was sentenced to die for killing Janet Moore and Sarath Pururu in a separate shootings back in 2002. During a clemency hearing last month, Smith expressed his deepest sorrows to the victims' families, but denied that he was responsible.
U.S. Senator from Kansas, Dr. Roger Marshall, tells KNSS News he is not pleased with the way Congress deals with budgets.
There's just a lot of waste in that process. I want to go back to what's called zero-based budgeting. Again, a lot of your business people locally, your big businesses do zero-based budgeting. We want to go back to that process where you have to justify every program, and let's try and get rid of some of the waste out there.
Marshall says he wants to see a Republican conference in 2 weeks to force a budget process for the Senate and House.
A top Biden administration official is in China.
Overproduction and the flooding of the global markets are some of the concerns Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is bringing to top financial leaders in China. Yellen has accused Beijing of overstimulating the market with heavily subsidized green energy products like solar panels and electric vehicles, making it harder for countries like the U.S. to make its own products. The secretary is also focusing on trade as the U.S. and China try to find a way to have competition that benefits both countries, despite tensions over issues like China's ongoing aggression towards Taiwan. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
A dog missing in California since the summer turns up in Michigan.
Police in suburban Detroit responding to a call of a stray dog last week, picked up the terrier mix and contacted Grosse Pointe Animal Adoption Society, an animal welfare group that quickly discovered the dog named Mishka had an ID chip implanted in her. The chip had information about the dog's owner, who lives more than 2,000 miles away in San Diego, where Mishka disappeared from last July. Right now, it's not clear how she ended up in Michigan, though her family, for which she's now been reunited, believes someone took the dog, saying whoever did appears to have taken good care of her. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Dr. Kim Krall is retiring after 11 years as president of Butler Community College. KNSS News asked Krall how Butler survived the COVID-19 pandemic. She says they already had a critical incident management team in place.
We were better prepared probably than some institutions because we'd been teaching online for a long time. So we had a lot of expertise in that area. And it was fascinating to watch this team pull together.
Dr. Krall is our guest this weekend on Issues 2024. Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. This chilly air mass will start to ease on off to the east of us. We become mostly sunny, warming up and breezy today with a high near 70. A clear sky overnight, low 51. Then moisture increases, even a few thunderstorms on Saturday. Dangerously high winds up to 55 miles per hour with a high 74. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now we have smoke, 44 degrees, an east wind at 10 miles per hour at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:33 now, Steve and Ted on this April 5th. On this date in 1987, Fox Broadcasting Company made its primetime TV debut by airing the situation comedy Married with Children, followed by the Tracy Ullman Show.
It was the only shows they had on the air.
Then repeating both premiere episodes.
That was it.
Two more times in the same evening. So they had very little programming, and they just kept using it over and over again.
But you have to start somewhere.
1987.
Certainly that's what Fox did.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, a fourth network? Come on.
We don't need that.
That's a terrible idea. No one will ever watch that.
All right, 7:34, Steve and Ted, and an Oklahoma woman who executed her two children learns her fate.
A judge ordering Amy Leon Hall to serve two life sentences for the 2018 murders of her 18-year-old son, Kason Tolliver, and 16-year-old daughter, Chloe Tolliver. The two shot in the head as they slept at the family's Oklahoma home. Hall also shot her 14-year-old daughter, who survived the attack. The Oklahoma woman sentenced to an additional 20 years in prison for her shooting. Hall, who had been involved in a two-year-long custody battle, claimed that she was trying to save her children from their abusive father. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
And more KNSS breaking news this morning. Boeing says it will pay Alaska Airlines millions over a mid-air door plug blowout incident.
Alaska Airlines said in its filing with the SEC, the $160 million from Boeing is an initial payment, and it expects to be paid more, although it did not disclose how much. The airline said the payment was to address the financial damages it incurred after the January 5th door plug blowout on one of its flights and the subsequent FAA grounding of Boeing's 737 MAX 9s. The airline said those issues led it to lose approximately $160 million in the first quarter. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
7:35 now, Stephen, 10 in the morning, KNSS. And what are the stuff that will come out of the ocean, Ted? The Jersey Shore beach season is almost here. And if last year's is any indication, it will soon be time to pack the voodoo dolls, whoopee cushions, zip ties and denture powder.
Oh, the things that people take with them to the beach.
These were just a few of the bizarre items plucked from the sands of New Jersey's beaches last year by volunteers with the Clean Ocean Action Environment Group. That's according to a report the group released Thursday. Okay, nearly 3,700 volunteers picked up and disposed of more than 176,000 items along the state's 127-mile coastline. Many were mundane and sadly common, like bottle caps, cigarettes, and plastic pieces. Then there were the oddities. A 50-pound bag of rice.
Huh.
A baby Yoda doll.
A 50-pound bag of rice?
Yep.
Who's lugging that to the beach?
How about a severed Barbie head?
Okay.
There you go. Yeah. And then there was the food fryer, who even brings a food fryer to the beach, much less leaves it behind. Well,
yeah. Also, you plug that in. Ah, it's not working. Bye.
Also left were the the boxer shorts, a bra,
a
bikini,
personals, yeah,
fake eyelashes, fishnet stockings.
Oh, hello,
and a jock strap.
Oh, well,
along with the pregnancy test result unknown.
Oh, wow.
The things you find at the Jersey Shore.
Talk to the sperm whale about that.
Wow. Man. Thieves got away with about $30 million in cash from a money storage facility in Los Angeles by breaking into the building on Easter Sunday and cracking the safe.
Whoa, this is like a movie.
Flash, L.A. cops. It's an inside job. Anybody can see this. Detectives are seeking to unravel the brazen cash heist. Reportedly one of the largest on record in Los Angeles.
Man.
Police Commander Elaine Morales told the Los Angeles Times, which broke the news of the crime, that the thieves were able to breach the building as well as the safe where the money was stored.
A money storage facility.
Yeah, not a bank, but media reports identify the facility as a location of Garda World, a global cash management and security company. Those are guys who go around in the trucks.
Not all that secure.
Not that secure this time. But, I'd say, not being an expert in crime, but I would say that's probably to be able to do all that, they got to have some code knowledge or something like that, or how to get in there. All right, $30 million.
It's a lot of money.
A lot of money. Let's talk for just a little bit, and we're going to do some crime. Let you tap our vast knowledge of crime.
Okay, do it.
Talk about these two missing women down there in, they're down in Oklahoma, they believe. That's where the car was found. And they are now saying the Oklahoma investigation this is probably foul play. Apparently, they found things in the car, but it took them about 3 days to figure out what it was, I guess. But there's something that was in the car that they abandoned. These two women went to take some kids, somebody's kids. Where were they in Kansas?
They were going to pick up children.
They were going to pick them up. They were coming from, where were they in Kansas? Elkhart?
Well, they came south from Elkhart.
Yeah. And the car's abandoned out there on the roadside someplace. And where are the women?
Where are they?
All right. Now, they were going to pick up kids. They're not, Oklahoma is not saying, hey, this is, you need to be on alert. Watch out for these brazen killers.
Although they put a school on lockdown.
A school on lockdown has to do with kids. Has to do with probably, I would say, a husband or an ex-husband or boyfriend, something like that. Anyway, they've been
somebody they know has
something's
taken
going on. Yeah,
that's, you know, you don't have to be, you don't have to watch CSI Miami
and
to figure
Oklahoma
this out.
The authorities are being fairly tight-lipped about all this.
Well, I think
they're
they
not
know
saying much.
Hey, they know who they're looking for. They just need to know where to find them. So anyway. We won't prejudice the investigation. If you're out there and you know anything, by the way, if you know anything,
yeah,
we'll call
if
the folks.
Knows anything.
Oh, finally, kind of call the Oklahoma Bureau of Investigation, the OBI. I don't have my number in front of me. Google them. You can find it. It's very easy. 7:40, Steve and Ted in the morning. And it was interesting, Don Grant's segment here about, what, an hour ago with us on KNSS. Don Grant, the Money Tracker, talking about the worst-paying college degree. Wow, I thought that was very interesting. I'm looking at my grandkids, and one of them has a college degree. Of course, they're still, they're not to that age yet. One of them went right into the Air National Guard.
Yeah.
And one of them is working construction. So we're not having everybody in our family go for the degree. Yeah, it's expensive.
It's very expensive.
Yeah, that's what student
loans. Put you in the hole for years.
You bet.
So all right. Got to wait. Glenn Beck was talking about that quite a bit yesterday, about how the myth that you have to have a college education to make money in your life is just that. So many more youngsters are looking at that and saying, I don't want to be in debt for half my life. I need to find a way to get past that.
My own experience, of course, my experience is a little different because my experience is almost over now. But growing up and coming through the workforce in a work situation, yes, people with college degrees did better. But not necessarily.
But they didn't emerge in massive debt like today's college people are.
Yeah. And you know, if these guys can come out of...
They emerged ready to hit the job market. But now when you hit the job market and you're already thousands and thousands of dollars in the red, that just... You're behind the eight ball before you even start.
Yep. You make some darn good money working on it. Or cars or construction, things like that. Anyway, coming up 7:42, Stephen 10 in the morning, and... we've got the Wichita Business Journal this morning. We're going to talk about Wichita, a landmark real estate in Wichita, announcing several promotions, our top executives. That's coming up with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Steve's 10 in the morning, KNSS 747 here on a Friday morning. Three big things.
Three.
A man is dead after an explosion at a southeast Wichita apartment complex.
Two.
Kansas lawmakers table a plan to help fund a multi-agency homeless center in Wichita.
One.
Bipartisan group of rank-and-file lawmakers scuttle a plan for cutting Kansas taxes. Send it back to committee. Three big things, Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
And looking at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras, northbound I-235 approaching I-135. Right there in that road construction, starting to see that backing up due to some really heavy traffic. Also southbound on I-135 there, especially if you're trying to exit onto K-96. Just expect that to be slow again this morning. And this just now popping up, if you're trying to exit from northbound I-135 to north and southbound I-135 to eastbound Kellogg, that ramp starting to back up quite a bit right now. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 70 degrees. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 51. Saturday, mostly sunny with a 50% chance for rain late and a high of 74 degrees. Now smoke, 44 degrees, an east wind at 10 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Go enjoy the new outdoor patio at the Monarch. Patio is ready and waiting for you, and the weather is perfect to enjoy with your friends. The Monarch, West Douglas in historic Delano. Steve and Ted of the Morning, the John Whitmer Show. Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And your host, John Whitmer, is not hosting right now. He's seeking public office again, and he's having guest people, guest hosts come in. This week, the guest host will be State Senator Renee Erickson, who is with us this morning. Good morning, Senator Erickson. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Listen, I'm looking at this lineup. You guys, you've got a pretty impressive lineup of guests coming up Sunday night, including U.S. Senator Dr. Roger Marshall, who's back in Kansas right now.
Oh, we've got a great lineup. I'm so excited to be filling in for John. But can anyone really, truly fill in for John? He is truly irreplaceable, but I'll do my best.
Oh, I think you'll do fine. But Dr. Marshall, I know, he was talking with us about the budget. He'll probably talk about that and the $1.2 trillion spending bill they passed. And you've also got the Attorney General, Kris Kobach, going to be on too, right?
Absolutely. We're going to be covering with Senator Marshall, of course, the budget, the impeachment of Secretary Mayorkas, and just some of the issues going on in D.C. And then, of course, Attorney General Kris Kobach will be on to discuss his suing President Joe Biden over the latest student loan forgiveness plan scheme. So we've got some high-impact people who are going to join and talk to us about those issues.
When it comes to the state legislature, are we at the point where we are doing the first adjournment, or when does that come up, Renee?
Today is technically drop-dead day, so we need to have everything up and out, hopefully, today. We'll see how that goes. We went late last night to try to get conference committee reports out. I'm sure you know that the tax bill was sent back to conference committee, so we'll see how that goes today. But we will try our best to get tax relief for Kansas.
Well, good luck on Sunday night. I know you're going to do a great job. That is State Senator Renee Erickson. She'll be a guest hosting for the John Whitmer Show Sunday night at 7, right here on KNSS.
Very good.
Self-driving cars may soon be delivering your takeout.
Fox on Tech.
Self-driving cars get a new job in the Phoenix Metro. Autonomous vehicle company Waymo has been working with Uber for a long while now, giving people their rides in Waymo's self-driving vehicles. Now the company's announced more driverless activity, and that might be how you get your next meal in certain Phoenix suburbs like Chandler, Tempe, and Mesa. And for select restaurants, Waymo's autonomous cars will now be making Uber Eats deliveries. Uber users looking to buy grub online will be prompted with a message saying the order could be delivered by the robotic cars, though they'll have the chance to request a human driver. Otherwise, it'll be like any old Uber Eats order where they can track their delivery in real time. When the autonomous car arrives, they'll be able to use their phones to open the car's trunk and retrieve their meal.
and the vehicles to be used are Waymo's fleet of Jaguar EVs. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
Worries over interest rates push stocks prices down Thursday.
Stocks ending sharply lower after posting earlier gains on Middle East tensions. And as investors remain concerned, the Fed could hold off on cutting interest rates. Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis President Neel Kashkari said he expects 2 rate cuts this year, but floated the possibility of no interest rate cuts in 2024. Most all of the 30 Dow members ending in the red today, the biggest decliners, Salesforce, Goldman Sachs, and Amgen, Chevron, and Walmart were the only 2 Dow winners. The Dow tumbling 530 points, the Nasdaq down 228, S&P 500 down 64. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal, one of the largest commercial real estate firms in Wichita, announcing a slate of promotions. Landmark Commercial Real Estate, says Don Piros, Craig Simon, Ted Branson, and David Lay have all been elevated to senior vice president. Meanwhile, Scott Harper is now vice president and associate broker, with Zach Zerbe being promoted to senior commercial sales associate.
Wichita-based Koch Disruptive Technologies is one of 11 investors in a California-based artificial intelligence platform. Last week, Chase Koch, founder of KDT and executive vice president of Koch Industries, led the deal for KDT to invest in Celestial AI for an undisclosed amount. Celestial AI created the Photonic Fabric, an optical interconnect technology platform.
Fancy.
New system, according to Celestial AI, shatters the memory wall, works with accelerated computing, and delivers data directly to the point of compute. That's according to the company website. That's business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. With Steve and Ted. Don't look at me like that. I know exactly what I'm talking about there.
I know. I didn't say anything.
This is National Read a Roadmap Day. Challenges us to test our skills. Now, the earliest roadmap, Britannia Atlas, was drawn by cartographer John Ogilby in 1675.
Oh, well, good for him.
You know, fast forward a few centuries.
Back in the day when that probably fairly difficult thing to put together.
Yeah. You go fast forward a few centuries and how things have changed with satellites, GPS, voice commands.
Yeah, people don't read roadmaps anymore. They just let the phone tell them where to go and what
and
to
yet,
do.
You know, my daughter, when she goes on a road trip, she loves to take a map. She takes the Atlas along with her. When she was a kid growing up, she was a little kid, I let her navigate for
me. I was the same way. I devoured roadmaps back in the day.
I've got about 3 of mine. So you're not a GPS guy, huh?
As little as possible.
My son is more a GPS guy. When we were in...
You're in a big city and you're somewhere where you're not accustomed to, it sure comes in handy.
Exactly. We were in Germany with him and his family several years ago, and we're going over to France, and we went through Paris, and he had a GPS. He went right through Paris.
Yep.
No problem. So, yeah. As long as they don't steer you into a creek someplace, you'll be
fine. Yes, you saw that happen on The Office.
Yeah. All right.
Michael Scott and Dwight ended up in a pond.
National Read a Roadmap Day. 7:55, Steve and Ted coming up the 8 o'clock hour this morning. We have a lot planned for you this morning with Steve and Ted. We have the latest on a tax cut plan scuttled by Kansas lawmakers, but apparently not dead yet.
Okay.
Ted has sports on the way for the weekend, right?
Yeah, we'll certainly be taking a look at a lot of things going on, including the Wichita Wings soccer team hosting the league tournament championship this weekend at Hartman Arena.
Plus entertainment news, the blur.
Yes, we will hit all your entertainment needs news you need in the blur. That'll be at 8:35 this morning. Looking forward to it. We've got some good audio.
And we have traffic and weekend weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!